Let's try that. That should work. Now they got mic turned on. KB3MXM listening.
KC3LMV reconnected and listening.
And 3SUC listening.
We'll get started here in just a little bit, folks. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty, section manager. So we'll just give it a, just drag our feet here for about another minute or so. Everybody can get checked in, and then we'll get started. Thank you for joining us. This is KB3MXM. N3SOI, can you do me a big favor? Give me your first name. I'll put it on my roster so I can replace the Samsung name on there, please.
Thank you, Marty. It's Delta Alpha Victor Echo. Dave.
All right, very good. Thanks. I can't change it on the text. I can't change it in the app, but I'll make sure I have it on the roster as Dave. That makes it a lot easier. Thank you very much. Let's see. Everybody else I got? Very good. We'll get started here in just a moment.
Stay up on the mic there, Marty. KB3JQQ.
Oh, the audio is pretty low?
Yeah, when you back off it a bit, when you're up on it, it sounds good. KB3JQQ.
All right, thanks. Yeah, it's this far away. Let's see, I'm... 6 or 8 inches away, it don't pick up anything. You're absolutely right. Any more gain, you could hear the fan running on the radio or on the computer. I try to keep it turned down a little bit. All right, that should be a little bit. I'm not quite hitting the top of the thing, but it sounds a little better, I'm sure. All right, folks, we're gonna get started here. I'm gonna grab just a quick break. You're listening this evening to the Maryland DC Section EchoLink Net. Held on the third Friday every month at 8 p.m. here on the WB3GXW's Wash_DC EchoLink node. We thank you for joining us this evening, and we'll have an opportunity to hear what's going on around the section from our list here this evening, and some other things I'm going to add to the conversation. So sit back and enjoy. We'll get started in just a moment. All right, we'll go ahead and get started. I'll grab some more off the list as we go along. And let me check, because Scott always gives me a hard time about this. Make sure I've got the... Hey, Scott, on your page it says December 17th, next net. Did you mean this net or another net?
Yeah, I realized that. I can't put in next month. I haven't figured it out for next year yet, so I just kind of left it there. But I did just put an update. I'm about to go pull all the connected repeaters and links and all. KB3JQQ.
All right, very good. We'll talk about that in a moment here. All right, everyone, thank you for joining us this evening. My name is Marty. You're going to meet a lot of folks here all over the section. We have stations sometimes checking in from Ocean City to Western Maryland, from Southern Maryland to Cecil County, and we've had stations check in here from other countries, continents, so we might have some fun tonight. I'm not going to say anything about the wintry weather we had, because if I say how did you survive the snowstorm, that really depends on which side of the bay you're on, and maybe even which side of the street you're on. I will tell you that there were some places that reported 17 inches up along the Piedmont Plateau, which is between sort of it's like Frederick and Hagerstown and Emmitsburg. That's kind of the plateau, all the way down to Annapolis where it was rain. So yeah, everybody got a little bit of everything. The storm caused a lot of headaches, I'm sure. I hope that you didn't have any. I know that some people reported power outages. I hope you're ready for that. And thanks for sticking by and staying near the radio or check on your fellow hams. That's always important, not just for any storm, but on a regular basis. That's what we get together here for, break. All right, the section news went out late today. I finally got around to getting it done. I added a few things to it. I hope you all had a chance to look at it. If you haven't had a chance to look at it, you can find it in a couple of places. You can find it in your email box if you subscribe to getting the email directly. And if you do, then you're going to see it there. If you didn't or you don't, I'm going to put a link in the text box. You can find it online at ARRL.org and look in the upper right-hand corner where there's a search box, and you type MDC, Mike Delta Charlie, and you'll go to the MDC page, and then you'll have a chance to see the section news posted there. Break. Okay, KATJI's got some system problems. He's going to take care of that and let us know when it's back online. Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce some folks that are very important to, well, you're all very important, but they're your section leadership, and they help out with a lot of things on our end as well as you do with your clubs and activities and your amateur radio. Very important, too. But I'd like to introduce Chris, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. Chris is my assistant section manager and right now filling in for the affiliated club coordinator. So if you're in charge of a club, you might have got a call from him. But, Chris, go ahead, introduce yourself, and thank you.
Okay, AV3WG, thanks, Marty. We continue to work with our affiliated clubs, contacting them regarding the update league reports that's on the league website. That has to be done once a year, so we're continuing in that vein. Also, our Baltimore County Aries group is up and running. We are looking for new members. So you can contact myself, AB3WG at ARRL.net, and or Marty. And really glad to see some in the section news today, the Twitter accounts for various clubs. It's very helpful to keep up to date with those folks and find out all the great work that they're doing. I'm particularly impressed by our affiliated clubs using many different methods to get testing done and using venues, things like that. Just some really ingenious things that our affiliated clubs are doing to keep testing going and to keep people engaged and active. So great job by our affiliated clubs. And that's all I have right now, Marty. Thanks very much. A great section news this month, full of great information. Please check it out if you have not already. AB3WG.
All right. Thank you, Chris. He's also the Baltimore traffic manager. The net meets nightly at 6:30 on the Charlottesville repeater, 14533. I encourage range to check into the net. It's a traffic handling net, but also some good information there and experience in net operations. Very well-run net and very popular. You know, 14, 15, 20 people, 20 hams getting in there, and very well organized, and everybody gets through and liaisons to other nets. All right, stand by a second. All right, Mike might still be messing with his link there. Well, we'll continue. You know, while we're all, not all of us, but while many of us may be limited to our travels and activities, a good opportunity here for those that might be interested in emergency communications. If you haven't started, or if you're interested in starting some of the necessary training that I think is very valuable and in some cases required to be involved in emergency communication. So get familiar with your 100, 200, 700. Get familiar with those courses because those courses will be valuable when you move through the emergency management regiment, especially if you're helping out in Aries as well as maybe coordinating or collaborating with RACES or ACS or any of those other groups. Very important. There are some very, very good references and information that can be found online. And I'll just give you one example. There's an excellent training for put it in the link and through the headquarters, as well as other resources once you log in. So that leads me to the next topic. Stand by. Oh, Mike's getting things back to order here. If you can and you're interested in becoming a league member, I encourage you to do so. There's over 67 programs and opportunities and functions and features that are available to you as a league member, more than just a QST magazine, please don't. Please. Just, I mean, if you can do that and you can join the league and you're only interested in the magazine, I guess you can do that. But there are so many other things that are very valuable as being a league member, and you should look those up because that is some good stuff up there, okay? Especially if you're interested in moving through the different license classes and getting really involved in amateur radio, community support, and just the fellowship of ham. I recommend it. If you're not interested, there's no reason to join up. I don't encourage people to do so if they have no interest in being a league member. I'm not pushing that on anybody. Plenty of stuff that's available through the league website without membership. But if you're curious, you can sign up for a temporary short-term membership. There's information on the league website to do that. Break. All right, before moving on to everyone else on the list, first I'd like to say happy holidays to all of you. Please be safe and well out there. Keep in touch and do things that are really fun to do if you can. The holidays are here. We're like a week away or less. Less, I guess. Yeah, I guess a week away. And from Christmas and Hanukkah and into the night, and there's other celebrations going on. So I know some of us can't be with family or friends, but as Chris mentioned, creative ways to stay in touch. And we're a pretty creative bunch of folks here. Right. All right. I'm going to start at the bottom of the list. Oops, wait a minute. Oh, I hate it when I do that. Stand by. All right. For any of you that are new to the net, this is how we do things. I'll call a couple of stations. Most of them are liaisons or representatives of the section or other responsibilities like Skywarn, Ares, National Traffic System. And other folks like that will go to the repeaters or the link systems, and when I go to your link system or repeater, I'll ask you to give some comments and then call other stations on your system. So call for other stations that are logged in, and that helps me in two ways. I get to take a break and copy down the stations, and everybody wants to get to identify. So here we go. Okay, K-A-2-J-A-I. I don't know, Mike. You want to try it? I mean, you want to come out of the gate first here. I'll give you a chance to call stations on your link system and give us a few words to comment. Please, go ahead.
Thank you, Marty. Some technical problems here tonight, but I think I got them cleared. I already have AB3XJ, KC3LMV, N3FQC. Anyone else on the 805 wishing to check in, please call me now.
November 3, Sierra Echo Cluster.
K3RSJ.
Okay, I have N3SEO and K3RSJ. We go to the top of the list, Rick 83XJ. Any comments from you, please?
Good evening, everyone. I have nothing for the net. AB3XJ.
N3FQC, any comments for you, please?
I just want to thank Marty and all the EFs and everybody for putting this monthly net together so we can learn what's going on. It's a great idea. Keep it up. Thanks. N3FQC.
Thank you, Don. Bob, K3RSJ, go ahead.
Well, nothing to say. Just checking in and getting better in touch with Echo.
Okay, Bob, a little noisy there. KC3LMV, go ahead, please.
Thanks, Mike, and thanks, Marty, for doing the net. I've got no comments at this time. KC3LMV, back to KA2JAI.
Thank you, Ted. N3SEO, your comments, please.
No comments, Mike. Good evening.
Okay, thank you. Marty, we are taking off for December. We're not going to have a monthly meeting this month. Last month, we spent some time reviewing the county SET, the section SET, the Red Cross drill, and we had a big presentation training session on Vera FM. So I think that pretty much catches us up. I'm going to turn it right back to you. I know you probably have a lot of people to check in yet. This is KA2JAI73.
All right, that's exactly the way it's supposed to happen. That's awesome. Thank you very much. And everybody who checked in through KA2JAI, thank you very much for coming in on the RF side. And those that are on the link repeaters are direct into Echo Link. Let me go with next one I'm going to do is K3ORB, Ocean City. Ocean City. That's right, folks. We had an Echo Link node in Ocean City linked in with us this evening. Is there anyone on the K3ORB, your call sign and name, please?
KC3QIX, Bob from Ocean City.
Really, the name is Mark here in Berlin, the trustee of the Worcester Radio Group Club, and having a great evening. Thank you so much for hosting the net. I'll be asking for check-ins here very shortly. I just wanted to give you a little bit of news about Worcester County. This past weekend, the Worcester Radio Group had a really cool fall meetup. Had a number of group activities that people participated in. We have a very big club. It's starting to grow. We've got about 27 members now, and we have a variety of club initiatives that we've been getting started, one of which is to appoint an emergency coordinator. So we'll definitely be following up with you, you know, as more things progress with that. Otherwise, things are going really great over here. We're really excited with the club. We have a variety of members, people in emergency services, firefighters, law enforcement, technology, and more. So with that being said, I'll go ahead and take a quick break here and ask for any check-ins on the K3ORB repeater in Ocean City, 443.450. Are there anybody out there that would like to check in to the MDC section-wide net tonight? This is K3WOC. Standing by for your call. 3ORB Ocean City. Roger that. I have KC3QIX Bob and K3ORB Rob, trustee of the repeater. Thank you guys so much for joining us on the section-wide net. Let's start with Bob, KC3QIX. You have any comments for the section-wide net tonight there, sir?
Q.
Good evening. No comments. I'm glad you got the information out to us, Mark, and intend to participate in the future. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year at all on the net. Back to you, Mark.
Roger, roger, Bob. Thank you so much for checking in. Great to hear you tonight. With that being said, let's go ahead and move on to Rob, K3ORB. How are you tonight, Rob? What's going on?
K3WOC, K3ORB. Rob here in Ocean City. And nothing to report other than it is still cold in Ocean City. No snow, just cold. And wishing everyone a happy holiday from the Eastern Shore. K3ORB, back to net.
Hear from you tonight, and I'm kind of bummed, to be honest with you, that we did not get any of the snow. All of our friends on the western side of the Chesapeake Bay seem to have gotten all the fun, but it's all good. With that being said, we'll go ahead and pass it back to Marty, KB3MXM. This is K3WOC. Thank you guys so much.
Well, I'll tell you, I missed you this year. I was hoping to go down there, but you know something? I'd rather be able to go down this year. Thank you very much for checking in with us this evening and appreciate you joining us. All right, I'm going to turn it over to stand by just a second here. Yes, we have Jim. Jim is with the Atlantic Division, WI3N. Jim, do you have a few words for the net this evening from the Atlantic Division, please?
Okay, thank you very much, Marty. W3TOM Tom, our director, was on a little bit ago, and I don't see him anymore. But don't have anything from the division other than have a safe, happy Christmas and happy New Year's, happy Hanukkah, and stay connected. This is WI3N back to net.
All right, very good, Jim. Well, let's see if he's connected in RF. Let's see if Tom's here. Tom, W3TOM, are you listening this evening, and do you have any words for the net? All right, nothing heard there. I'd like to move over to W3YVQ, Father Al, with the section he's the section traffic manager. A few words for the net, sir. Thank you.
And there it goes. Intermittent mic plug. Good evening, all. Hope everyone is doing all right in this slippery, icy condition we have out there. Be safe. Boy, we lose a lot of folks from overexertion, shoveling, and many others falling in this kind of stuff. Anyhow, another reminder, when you go to your club meetings or Aries training sessions or Aries Nets, etc., always ask, what are you going to do when you get there? And on the NTS side, a reminder that all of our Aries stations should be familiar with how to fill out the radiogram, check into directed traffic nets, how to create a hybrid radiogram, how to form radio email, and how to use the various transmission media necessary for moving those messages. 7-3 to all, very best wishes for a happy and beautiful holiday season coming up. W3YVQ 7-3.
All right, thank you very much, and to you too, indeed, be safe and well out there. I'd like to switch over to, I just saw it here, hang on just a second. I'll find it here in just a minute. Oh, there it is, Sam. Sam, official relay station. I like that. I like the title there, W3NTS. Oh, look at that. Okay, Sam, a few words for the net, please.
All right. Thank you, Marty, for having me on. As Father Howard said, be careful out there. And it's always good to know how to do a radiogram, whether you're with the NTS or Aries or another group. And you're always welcome to join the Baltimore Traffic Net on the 145.33 repeater. So with that, I'll wish everyone a happy holiday. And 7-3-W3-NTS.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right, I'd like to go over to the W3FDK. The W3FDK repeater. Do we have someone there that would like to check in and call stations, please?
M3RO.
PSF.
Frederick. Calvin Charlie 3, Echo Whiskey, Frederick.
KO4HFS, Merritt Island, Florida, via Echo Link.
KB3PFL. WI3J, Stu in Gaithersburg.
All right, let's take a break right there. Wow, that's quite a group. Thank you very much. All right, some of them I missed, and some of them I didn't get full call signs, but we'll go through this in just a second. Let's hit our DX station in Merritt Island. Maryland Island in Florida, I think it's Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Foxtrot Sierra. If that's correct, your first name, sir, and go ahead. Any comments?
That is correct. I'm in Merritt Island, Florida. That's Mike, Echo, Romeo, Romeo, India, Tango, Tango, Island. It's where the Kennedy Space Center is. I'm a relatively new ham, and I just installed Echo Link on my iPhone here. So I have some friends up in Frederick, Maryland area. So that's why I kind of tuned into this repeater, hoping to contact him, but haven't had any luck yet. Back to you, Ned.
All right. Well, thank you for joining. Please sit back and enjoy the camaraderie here. Okay, I have N3RO. I have a KC3, I think. I have an Alpha Charlie 3 Echo Whiskey. I heard, but not sure, KC3BFF and WI3J. So let me go with the stations I haven't got a full call sign. The KC3 station, KC3, you're next. Go ahead.
KC3BFF, Kilobomber 3, Papa, Foxtrot,
right, KC3BFF, a lot of noise, but I got the call sign. It's very, very noisy. I don't know if we're going to have a good QSO here. I'll give you a chance to look at that. Do I have, and I'll get right back to you, so stand by. How about, do we have any other KC3 stations? Your call sign, please.
KC3, Annex N. The name is Hal, Hotel Alpha Lima in Alaska City. Back to net.
KB3JQQ.
Make sure I got that right. Is that Kilo Charlie 3 November, X-ray November?
That's correct.
Well, isn't that something? I'm KB3MXM, and you're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echolink Net. Thank you for joining us, Hal. Do you have any comments for the net this evening?
Well, I'm a first-time participant, and learning all the rules and regulations.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for joining. Let's go to N3RO. You're next.
Okay, Marty, very good. Okay, Marty, very good. N3RO, and wanted to say good evening to everybody, and I'd like to comment that we had an excellent Skywarn Recognition Day on the 5th of December here, the first Saturday. It was a new endeavor through Facebook, and it was a really great event. Lots of people met lots of folks. The Skywarn hams met Skywarn non-hams and vice versa. And the Facebook page, Skywarn Recognition Day, is still going, and we're still communicating on it and meeting each other and helping each other get, helping non-hams find a way to get licensed, etc. So it was a wonderful Skywarn Recognition Day this year. I worked about 53 QSOs on HF sidebands, several bands. In fact, Saturday afternoon I tuned across 40 meters, and it was just one station after another calling CQ Skywarn Recognition Day. Never heard that before. It was great. Can't wait to see what next year brings. And the weather net, the weekly weather net here on the W3FDK repeater every Thursday night at 7:30. We've had our last one for this year because the next two Thursday nights are Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, respectively. We'll start meeting again on the first Thursday evening in January. But we picked up several new check-ins to the weather net off of Skywarn Recognition Day. We have fella coming in from New Orleans and other areas around the country, and we've had around 90 check-ins to the weekly weather net in 2020, many of which continue to come back. So that's the report from Skywarn Frederick County. Back to net, N3RO.
All right, thank you very much. Let's go to, that's actually excellent, and oh, by the way, there have been times that the weather net has been going on that they've had to postpone it because there's a Skywarn activation. So I don't know. You picked the Thursday for some reason. It seems to be stormy Thursday. Okay, let's go to Alpha Charlie 3 Echo Whiskey. Go ahead.
Thanks, Marty. This is AC3EW, and indeed, Skywarn Recognition Day was really a lot of fun. I did a lot of calling CQ using Olivia Digital, and I had a great time with that. My weekend project is setting up a new Yaesu FTM-400X DR 2-meter and UHF rig, so it's going to be a lot of fun working on that. So, best of that very safe and happy holidays to everyone. Back to that from AC3EW.
Oh, I see. Santa apparently a package must have fallen off of his elf sleigh on the way to the distribution warehouse, and it fell in your backyard. Lucky you. Okay, let's go back to KC3BFF. Let's try it again and see if we've got a nice clean signal on you. Go ahead. All right, let's go to WI3J.
Hey, good evening, Marty. WI3J here in Gaithersburg. Good net as usual. A lot of good comments, a lot of good information here. I always look forward to it every month here. So everybody have a safe and happy holiday season here coming up, and hopefully we won't get too much snow. Hopefully the what we had this past week is not a harbinger of what it's going to be this winter. Thanks a lot, Marty. Back to you, WI3J.
All right, very good. Thank you. We're going to take a break here, folks, because I think everybody needs it, including the repeaters that are linked in. So we're going to take a short break, let everybody ID. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. Section Echo Link Net. Here on the WB3GXW's Wash underscore DC and linked repeaters. Everyone stand by. We'll be back in just a second. All right, before we get back to more stations and what's happening around the section, let me just remind you that, you know, this is a great opportunity, especially if you can, as they say, wing it or afford it. You know, this is a great opportunity for a new book. I know I try at least, not every month, but maybe every other month, try to get a book. League sells a really great selection of information and books. And they have stuff that's online that could go to your Kindle reader, but you can also order books. As a matter of fact, how many of you got the coupon code? Let me see if I have it here. Hang on a second. Okay. As a member of the league, how many of you received a coupon code via your email that allowed you to buy the Understanding Basic Electronics book? And I will tell you that with that coupon, it's a nice discount. Now, if you're not really a whiz-bang, kind of electronic person, or even if you are, this basic book of electronics is really a great reference. It walks you through a whole scenario of understanding everything from what is current, how does it work, how to measure it, and then there's review questions. So if you're looking to get that basics back again, and it's been a while, and you don't have to break out the calculator here. None of this stuff is hard. Oops. And knock the mic away. Impedance, there's stuff on here about, and there is hints in here on how to use the calculator to do these things. You know, those are great, great examples on, like, doing an example on the calculator, how to take the equation and how to put it in the calculator. Sometimes that's the most difficult thing, especially if you're doing tests. Resonance circuits, I'm not going to go through all of it. An absolutely great reference book, but there's many others. And I know that Al's going to like what I'm about to say. Did you know that you can actually order through the league? There is a CD that's available for Morse code. Your Introduction to Morse Code, containing two audible CDs. You can learn Morse code at 5 words per minute. How hard is that? I mean, you're going to get a CD. So if you haven't ordered your calendar for next year, you should do that. Break. Yes, you're absolutely right, John. Life members, absolutely, being a life member. And right now, the league has released on its website the 2021 field day items. Let's all hope. Here, let me knock on wood here. Or the microphone. Let's hope we're going to have field day next year like we've had it in the past, because I think many of you, as well as myself, missed the opportunity to see everyone. But there are field day items available, and even this past year, who could have passed up that mug, T-shirt, whatever it was, with that VW bus on there? I mean, that's just retro. All right, that's enough of that. Think about getting a book. If not, maybe a gift for someone else, but great opportunity to get some new stuff. All right, break. All right, let's go back to our list. Let's go to Tommy, N3TJU. Tommy, a few words for the net.
Yeah, good evening, Marty. Good evening, everybody on the net. This is N3TJO. I just want to wish everybody a happy holidays. Thank Marty for running the net every month. It's a pleasure, and see you guys next year. N3TJO, back to net control.
Very good, Tommy. Thank you very much. Let's go to Rick, Alpha Bravo 3, X-ray Juliet. All right, let's go to Dave, November 3, SOI, Sierra Oscar India.
Good evening to everyone on the net. Nothing much from here. Just wishing everyone a very happy holidays. Stay safe, stay warm. N3SOI, back to net.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to Chris, K3 Delta Charlie Romeo.
Hey, good evening, everyone on the net. This is K3DCR, Chris in Salisbury, Maryland. No traffic. Just want to say hi to everybody. And my latest project is I've been working a lot with Raspberry Pis. So I've got that hooked up to my new FT950, and I've been having a lot of fun with that. And that's all I got. So back to the net.
AC3VO.
All right, thank you very much. Who was that just called?
Vasilo Charlie 3, Victor Oscar, KC3VO, Auction Hill, checking in on RF. The only pies we have here are cherry, apple, peach, and pumpkin, and sweet potato. But trying to fix dinner here and just cut the tail end of the net, over.
Okay, very good. Thank you, KC3VO and Auction Hill. Thanks for joining us. Now we're going to go to Pam. At KB3SWS. Pam, a few words, please. Oh, yeah, I got to click on that window. Sorry, go ahead, Pam.
Thank you, Marty. This is KB3SWS. I will send my greetings of a happy holiday to everyone and hopefully a less eventful new year. Back to net control, KB3SWS.
All right, very good, very good. Thank you. Let me just add, if you're doing RAS, I'm going to add, just found it. I walked over and got it off the shelf. I ordered some starter kits. If you're doing Raspberry Pi or you're doing Adreno or any of those kinds of Beagle Bones, whatever you're doing, there's these really nice boxes of stuff. This particular one, I haven't even opened it. Matter of fact, I have to wrap it and put it under a tree. It's killing me here. But it's by an organization. Let me spell it for you, so get your pencil ready. It's Freenova, or Freenova. It's Freenove. And this one just happens to be called the Freenova Ultimate Starter Kit for Raspberry Pi. Oh, I know he's listening. And there's got to be, like, I don't know, there's got to be a whole bunch of stuff in here. There's resistors and capacitors and a speaker and a breakout board and a pref board is in here already, all kinds of stuff. Some of them come with a whole Adreno or a whole Raspberry in the box. So I found these online. They're not that expensive, especially if you try to buy any of these parts separately. And, you know, there ain't no Radio Shack. Well, there is still a Radio Shack. I'll get to that later. But, yeah, look this company up. I think you'll be very pleased if you're doing project stuff and doing some DIY break. All right, let's get down to the list. Let's go to Jeff at KB3SPH.
Good evening, Marty and everyone on the net. No traffic from Charles County. Back to net, KB3SPH.
All right, very good. Let's go to Mike. Oh, that's my other radio saying hello. Let's go to Mike. November Charlie 3, Mike.
Hey, good evening, Marty, everybody on the net. Just want to let you know this is a test link we have set up to our local repeater, the WA3YOO repeater, UHF repeater located in Rockville. And I've been working the last few months with the help of John WB3GXW to get it working. I tried checking in for the October and November net and failed miserably. So if you're hearing me at all now, this is truly a miracle. I also want to, I think we might have someone listening on the 443.900 repeater. I'll take a pause to, if Dave wants to check in, I'll let him do so now. Dave, if you're there, K3UCB, if you want to check in, go ahead. I guess not. Well, back to you, Marty. Hopefully this thing works the way we hope it to. We'll be a regular participant on the monthly net, 73NC3M.
Yeah, Mike, before you run, let me make sure my notes are right. What is the call sign of the repeater that you're linked to?
Whiskey Alpha 3, Yankee, Oscar, Oscar, WA3YOO, and the QTH is Rockville. It's the UHF repeater used primarily by the Montgomery County Auxiliary Communications Service.
Well, you answered my question, so it is working, and Bravo Zulu, that's a Navy term. Bravo Zulu to you. I think that's great. Okay, well, there you go. So we've linked into a couple places already this evening. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC Section Echo Link. Net on the WB3 GXW, Wash_DC, or Wash_DC, Echo Link node and link repeaters. Let's now go to KA3. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. Let's go to John, because he always has something that he wants to share with us. WB3GXW, are you listening, and can you share some information with the group before we get too late here?
Okay, good evening, everybody. WB3GXW. Just a gentle reminder that tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, we'll start off with Amateur Radio Newsline, and then it'll be followed by ARRL Audio News. You're welcome to listen via RF or connect to the conference server, connect your links or whatever. And then on Saturday night at 7 p.m. will be edition of This Week in Amateur Radio. And we're hoping, the Law Club is hoping, that we can start testing early next year. I don't think we're going to be able to do it in January, but once this vaccine gets out, we might be good to go. Back to net control, 73s, everybody be safe. God bless America. WB3GXW clear.
Okay, well, there you go, and lots of things to do and listen for. So, and while John mentioned some stuff to listen for, I'm just going to share something with you here. Hang on just a second, folks. All right, so if any of you have a multiband radio and you do enjoy shortwave radio like I do, here's something that you want to try out, especially if you're interested in doing digital and you haven't quite got there or you're really, really into it. This used to be hosted by VOA, Voice of America, but now it's being hosted through WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida, on their huge, huge shortwave transmitter in Florida. And the program is called Shortwave Radiogram. Two words, Shortwave Radiogram. You should be able to find it pretty easily. They transmit 8 times near the weekend, Friday through Sunday, different frequencies in shortwave. And matter of fact, one of the stations that they're using is WINB out of Pennsylvania, right up here in Red Lion. That's right. There's a shortwave station right in Red Lion. It's hard to find, but if you do, they've got a huge rhombic hidden in the woods there. But they actually transmit on that particular one. They transmit one broadcast in DRM, Digital Radio Mundell. So if you're interested and you got your FL Digi running, if you got a microphone, stick it up next to the shortwave or patch it in and check that out. I think that's very enjoyable. You will see a shortwave broadcast. They will broadcast in MFSK 3264, sometimes in Olivia, a whole variety of digital modes they try, and you not only get the text, but they send pictures too. So it's almost like a shortwave magazine. So you get the pictures and you get the test, and the program's called Shortwave Radiogram out of WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida. Break.
Q.
All right, continuing down our list, and I hope to get to everybody this evening, let's go to Bob, November 3, Bravo Delta.
Okay, can you hear me? I guess you can. Thank you very much. This is the first time I've joined a group, so I didn't know what to expect, and I certainly didn't expect to say anything. So I wish you all the best of holiday seasons, and hope you have a good time, and I'll go back to that. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm glad you joined us, and I'm glad you're able to share with us, so the whole purpose of this is that we share what might be happening in amateur radio or in your shack. As you heard, some people have made some Skywarn contacts. I want to know if anybody talked to the guy up on Sugarloaf Mountain out here in near Frederick. He reported he was going to be doing Summit on the Air today in VHF 2 meters. Matter of fact, that same ham operator he's also an author of a book, you know, everything you need to know about portable comms. But that information was posted on the Maryland Twitter website, or Maryland Twitter, or NBC Twitter. So we have Twitter, Facebook, we have several social media sites, and if you did happen to hear him, and he's got a K, I think it's a K0, or KO1 or something like that. It's a one call sign, if anybody heard him up on Sugarloaf today. All right, let's go to Walter, KB0URZ.
Good evening, Marty. This is Annette. Good evening, all. This is KB0 Uniform Romeo Zulu, QRZ. Handle is Walt out of Washington, D.C. Just want to wish everybody a happy holiday and stay safe and dry and warm, and be careful if the conditions in your location becomes a little more undesirable to travel on. Other than that, that's all I have. This is KV0URZ back to net.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you joining us. I really do. All right. Let me just do something real quick. John, anyone on the WB3GXW repeater that would like to check in? WB3GXW repeater, go ahead. All right, nothing heard there. I want everyone to know that the W3SMD system in Southern Maryland is definitely listening only mode this evening. You know, they have a 220 repeater down there, 220. See, there you go, down in Southern Maryland. Something to think about. All right, let's go to Fred, KB3, Tango, Romeo, Romeo. Your turn, Fred. All right, no Fred. Let's go to Chris, K3, Delta, Charlie, Romeo. Chris. All right, let's go to Pat, Kilo, Alpha 3, November, Juliet, Whiskey. Pat, go ahead. Wow, feel like a major baseball team. I'm dying in the seventh inning here. All right, let me try to... here we go. Okay, we tried. Pat, didn't happen. Scott, KB3, Juliet, Quebec. Scott, one of our major players here. Scott, go ahead and, folks, if you want to see what's going on here, Scott's got a great place for you to go. He's got a great little website that gets the audio and the roster and a whole bunch of tech stuff there. So if you missed it and you're looking for one of those past episodes, you're not going to have to Netflix it. Go ahead, Scott. Go ahead and check in. Give us a few words.
All right. Well, I've kind of got the DMR going here. Guy's got this interesting presentation he's got going on here. I'm on the TGIF talk group on the TGIF network, so if you're on Brandmeister, you're not going to hear it. But he's discussing the sun and the earth and all the charged particles and stuff. So I'll get back to you guys later. KB3JQ.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Yeah, what, about 2 weeks ago, the sun gave us a little glimpse of what cycle 25 might look like. It really did put out a nice show, and I was looking at the digizones out of Wallops and Millstone Hill, and boy, I'll tell you, during the day, there was some D going on there and some E going on, and just amazing what propagation was going on, or the lack thereof. All right, let's go to, let's see, I got that one, that one. I got Chris, I did Chris. I did that. Oh, hang on, folks, hang on a second. I might have called you already. Oh, K3RBT, Kerry, I know you, buddy. Go ahead, give us a few words for the net. All right, nothing there. Let's go to, let's see who else I have on my list here. Stand by. Stand by. I did that one already. I did Tommy. Let's see. All right. I don't know if I missed anybody, but if I did, and I apologize because you know how sometimes I just can't keep track of everyone. Is there anybody who has anything for the net, or if I haven't called your call sign, go ahead and check in with me now with your call sign and your first name.
Kilo Bravo 3, Foxtrot Golf Bravo.
November 3, Yankee, India. This is Russ, Romeo, Uniform, Sierra, Sierra.
Kilo Bravo 3, Foxtrot, Golf Bravo.
This is Whiskey Delta 4, Alpha Delta Foxtrot, Brian, and Arlington.
All right, let me grab that one for just a second. Whiskey Alpha 4, give it to me again. I was putting in Russ there. One more time, please.
This is Whiskey Delta 4, Alpha Delta Foxtrot, Brian, and Arlington.
All right, let's stop there. Tom, when you came through, W3TDH, when you came through, it sounded like chipmunks. We had the phonograph set on 45 when it was LP. Do it again, Tom. When we get back to you, just hang on just a second. Let's go. I've got Kilo Bravo 3 Foxtrot Golf Bravo, W3TDH. Oh, I got that twice. I'm sorry. I have them down there twice. I have Russ, November 3, Yankee India, and I got Brian at Arlington, Virginia, WD4ADF. Okay, let's go to KB3 Foxtrot Golf Bravo. Your name and location, please, and any comments for the net.
Yes, good evening, sir. KB3FGB. My name is Chris. Normal QTH is Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. We're up visiting in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and we were scanning through the frequencies and heard your net. Just curious if you could fill us in. I heard something about Skywarn a little bit. Myself and W3MSB here are active with our local Skywarn group in Central Pennsylvania. So if you could just go ahead and tell me a little bit about this net and what you guys do.
All right, very good. Now, you're coming in through Echolink, is that right?
We are receiving on 146.725 full scale here from Gettysburg on a portable Go Kit self-contained unit.
146.730.725. Okay. All right. Well, it doesn't matter. So there is a weather net that is held out of Frederick, and the call sign for that is November 3, Romeo Oscar Rich, and he has a Thursday weather net. As he said earlier, the weather net, well, you won't have one next week or the following week because of the holiday, but they'll reconvene in January. And it's really excellent weather net, and I believe you can also listen to them on the W3FBK Echolink node. So if I got all that right, Rich, that's awesome. But if not, why don't you share anything else that you can about that with Chris here in Lancaster, or actually in Gettysburg. Go ahead. All right, he might have left. And the frequency, it's 146.730, and that is the W3FBK repeater in near Frederick. Okay, Chris, does that help? And I gave you the call sign of the gentleman with the weather net. And you should be able to look up on the Frederick Amateur Radio Group, FARG. There'll be some information there that will get you a little closer to participating in that net. How's that sound? Okay. And the PL tone for that repeater is 141.3. Okay, let's move on. Let's go to Russ, November 3, Yankee India. Go ahead, Russ.
Thank you, Marty, and the rest of the group this evening. I just wanted to thank W3GXW for reminding us about the radio programs this weekend that I'll be listening to. Wanted to thank Scott, KB3JQQ, for all of his programming assistance last week when I needed it. And Marty, as always, thank you for running the net. And wish everybody happy holidays and send it right back to you. This is November 3, Yankee India. Good evening.
Thank you, Russ. Let's go down to Brian in Arlington, WD4 Alpha Delta Foxtrot. Go ahead, Brian.
Good evening, Marty and the net. This is WD4DF, Brian, here in Arlington, Virginia. Hope everyone is having a great Friday evening, and hopefully you'll have a very nice weekend. This is my very first time checking into your net, and I was just messing around with Echolink on the phone, and I had this repeater as one of my favorites. I can actually hear you full quieting on RF on the 443.450 repeater. I think that's in Silver Spring, Maryland. Full quieting here in Arlington, so I got a good signal, but I decided to go ahead and try you out on Echolink. So that's all I have for the net. I'm a member of the Alexandria Amateur Radio Club here in Arlington. And just as an invite, we have our nets on the 147.315 repeater on Thursdays at 8 o'clock every Thursday. And we're going to have another net next Thursday and through the holidays. And I'm actually going to be the net control the first week of January. So great to talk to you on your net, and we'll hopefully see you next month. WD4ADF on Echolink. Back to net.
Oh, yes. Very good. Well, we're going to get some warm air coming in here, warmer air, once we get through this cold stretch. And with us being on really the dividing line, we meaning this geographic area, and having the Appalachians, you know, out to the west, there's always that possibility for some inversions occur. And inversion brings tropo, and tropo brings in stations. So, you know, if you got the opportunity to work tropo, I mean, there was the other day, it was not very long ago, we heard a station in upstate New Jersey talking to a repeater here in Maryland and also chatting with somebody in North Carolina. It was just out of the world. And being on that line, you know, with the way the weather's going to be this year, just like we had this storm, if you were on the east side of 95, you got mostly rain. If you're on the west side of 95, you mostly got snow. So thanks for joining. Okay, let's go over to W3TDH. Tom, hopefully we'll hear you just fine. Go ahead.
How's this, Mike?
Q5, sounding good. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. And I'd like to echo that we really appreciate you doing this net. I have no Skywarn news today, but I do have two items for you. And one is that the Goddard Radio Club does a daily net at noon, kind of an anti-isolation net, and they were very welcoming and friendly to me, and the idea is to give people a place to touch outside of their world during this period of difficulty and so forth. So that's 146.835 and no PL. And they do that at noon. So that, for what that's worth. But I think that's very valuable. It's sort of, you know, if you don't have a lot of contact at home, good way to check in and just say hi to people and like that there. And thank you again for doing the net. And back to net, W3TDH.
All right, Tom, thank you very much. Yes, Skywarn, things are just shut down. So, Tom, don't they have some training that's actually online? Haven't they switched to some of the training of maybe preliminary stuff or tutorials? Don't they, Skywarn, have things online now?
That's affirmative, Barney, but a word of caution about that. They have been doing the regular classes online out of the Sterling Forecast Office. If you go to their main page and you get down towards the bottom, you'll see the Skywarn pictograph down there. You click on that, and that will take you to the page where the classes are listed. And why it's important that you do it that way is that Sterling Forecast Office, because of the weirdnesses to our weather, which you've just alluded to, Marty, if you want to get a spotter number, and also if you want to be able to turn it in for the Emergency Communicator 1 or Emergency Communicator 2 qualification, you have to take it from the Sterling office, because we have enough weirdness in the forecast area that they tailored the presentation. So please, you know, just as one district EC, I don't want to get things like, oh, I took the national one. It doesn't fulfill the requirement to get you a spotter number and therefore doesn't fulfill your requirements for those things. And if you're doing the emergency communicator thing, you've got to take the Skywarn every 2 years. So go to the Baltimore, Washington Weather Service page, down at the bottom, hit the Skywarn icon. That'll take you to the list of courses and so forth. And sign up through there so that you have a Sterling course and not a more generalized national course. Back to net. W3TDH.
All right. Well, there you go. So word of wisdom to everyone how to do that. You know, of course, that will all be very contingent upon any appropriation that's going to be continuing resolution, or anything else going to be funded. As you know, that last year a lot of things had to close and shut down, and even before the COVID, so a double whammy here. All right, thank you very much. I really appreciate you doing that for us, and there are Skywarn representatives in many, many areas. My suggestion, and I have one here, and it's easy to get to. I take it with me when I'm on the road. I have an index card with the Skywarn local frequencies. You can go to NWR, so you can get your national weather radio frequencies if you have them. That's great. You know, if you have a smoke detector with no battery, it's not a smoke detector, okay? Put those frequencies in your weather radio. Make sure you have your SAME codes, S-A-M-E, properly in there so that you can just turn it on and hit alert, and it will alert you for your geographic or for your area. Very, very important to have a weather radio, as I've said before and I'll say again. If you got a smoke detector, that only works if your house is on fire. If you got a weather radio, that only works if it's going to be a weather alert. If you don't have both, well, you should get both. One is not good, both is better. Okay, let's take a break. KB3MXM, my name is Marty. This is the Maryland DC Section EchoLink Net on the WB3GXW _DC EchoLink Net. We're going to take a break. I'll be right back to call for additional stations and close the net. Stand by, please. All right, that should be enough time. Let me make sure I didn't miss anybody because I saw some call signs. I don't know if I called Bill, W3IGJ. Bill, I might not have called you. I apologize for taking so long. Are you still here, and do you have a few words for the net? Go ahead. All right, WYUQ is gone. How about Fred, KB3TRR, Tango Romeo Romeo. Fred, you got any words? You're still here, I hope. All right, is there any stations I did not call or anyone that has additional information for the good of the order to share with us here in the Maryland DC section or surrounding areas? Your call sign, please.
Hello, Charlie 3, Victor Oscar.
All right, KC3VO, stand by. Any others?
KC3QO, Buck Oscar Romeo, Willie.
Okay, Willie, I got the Kilo Charlie 3. Give me the last three letters. Willie, I don't have you yet. Try it again. Kilo Charlie 3, what was the last three?
Quebec Oscar Romeo, QOR, Quebec Oscar Romeo.
All right, I don't have you on my list. Let's go with you first, and then I'll go right to VO. So do you have any words for the net? Kilo Charlie 3, Quebec Oscar Romeo, Willie.
Well, I'm hoping everyone had a good day. For the holidays, I'm just hanging out, listening to it, and looks like you're all having a nice time and having a nice conversation. I just wanted to check in and say hi. I'm actually in the radio club, and I've enjoyed it, and yeah, back to Nick.
Okay, Willie, well, please come back and join us next month, okay? Next month, we're going to have another net. And please come back and join us in 2021. Okay, let's go to KC3VO. You have something additional for the net, and we're all listening. Go ahead.
KC3VO here, Oxford Hill Portable Saddle House. Well, I don't know if anybody brought it up, but on mountain topping on 2 meters, I find that if you expect good results, either A, it has to get wide publicity before it takes place, or B, you need to be on single sideband around 124, about 2 with a couple hundred watts or so and a decent antenna. FM, of course, if you're up there with 10 or 25 watts and a inverter, doesn't generally get much press on the DX cluster or posting, where sideband spots do. So that makes a difference. Otherwise, get on HF of 40 meters or something. You'll get plenty of contacts there if you got a decent antenna. I've done it a little bit myself. So I usually would go up with 124.2 with 200 or 300 watts of a small beam. Works pretty good because you'll quickly attract attention from out to a couple hundred miles. But that doesn't usually happen on FM. Rover?
Yeah, I get that. Yep, I absolutely get that. And for those, you know, in these situations, you know, you've got HF going and people spot you, but you're running FM on 2 meters, they're not spotting you, and that's kind of line of sight. You know, the only way I found out about this guy that was going to be on Sugarloaf Mountain was I was cruising through some of the Twitter pages for amateur radio, and all of a sudden I see this. I'm like, oh my God, he's like in our backyard. I mean, it's K01, and he's been all over the place. I looked at his website. He's been all over the place. and he's going to be on Sugarloaf. And I was like, wow, it's a shame it's going to be today. If I would have known a week ago, I would have had it. I would have started publicizing it. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Good suggestion. Thank you very much. All right, I don't know if I called Paul. November 3, Romeo, Quebec, Victor, and I apologize if I missed you, Paul. Are you still here? All right, this is the alibi round. You got an alibi. One more shot. Anybody have anything else for the net before we close?
This is KO4HFS.
Go ahead, KO4HFS.
KO4AFS, I apologize. I failed to give my name when I checked in. The name here is Neil, November Echo India Lima, listening via EchoNet.
Okay, Neil. Well, thank you for joining. Where exactly are you calling, or where are you working from? What area are you in?
I am in Merritt Island, Florida. It's Brevard County, home of Kennedy Space Center.
You know, I don't know how long you've lived there, but I will say this, and that will tell you how long ago I was there. One of my favorite places down there was 1,001 dogs. Do you know what that is?
Negative. I haven't heard of 1,001 dogs.
Well, they hadn't. They had that place. It was set up in an airline trailer, a RV. It was right there just off the boulevard. And the reason they called it 1,001 is because I think they had four varieties of hot dogs, and they had enough. They had so many different toppings that the combination equaled 1,001. And then there was a hot wing place down there, and for the life of me, I can't remember what it was called. Everybody went there, but that was a long time ago.
Well, they may be gone now, or just different names, different people. I don't know. There's a Dogs R Us in Titusville, which is very popular.
Yeah. No, this was, they had inside of the 1,001 dogs, there were all kinds of, like, memorabilia that they had, like, in one of those little message boards. There was patches and signatures, and, you know, they were very proud to point out they had astronaut signatures in there. And I believe the other hot wing place was Taylor's or something like that. But their hottest wings at that time, and this was a long time ago, you could not order them unless you signed a waiver. And as soon as you ordered, I think it was a 12 or a 15 on their scale, as soon as you ordered them, one of the management would come out and say, I need you. And it was only like an index card. It says on here, you know, you're not going to go after us, you know, legally if you hurt yourself eating these wings. And I'll tell you, I had a little taste. One guy says, try those. So I stuck my fork in there, just tasted it. Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you, it could take the barnacles off the bottom of a boat. All right. Thank you very much, Neil, for joining us from Merritt Island. Please come back and join us again next month. I think that'll do us for it this evening. We're now at 9:30, which is a little over what we normally go, but we had a good turnout. Break.
You.
Remember again that the Maryland DC section is active on social media. You can find us at MDCARRL. So if you do Twitter, look for the @ MDCARRL. Facebook page. We send out a newsletter monthly. And we have this net. I hope you learned something. I hope you found out that, hey, somebody's doing something you're doing, and you might actually enjoy it too, as I did tonight. And I'm going to try some of those things just as soon as I get off of here. I want to try some of that radio stuff. All right, everybody, have a good night. 7-3s to all. Please be safe and well. Call your family. Call your friends. Call your hams. Stay in touch. Good night. KB3MXM, clear.